Here come the masses. Oh, that's loud. Everyone, can you have a few house lights along? All say hello to our visitors who have come from our primary schools. Now, last week, we had one of our primary wind and brass mornings. And we thought we might get a few. We always organise things at the last minute. But we had over 45 that turned up. So we went, wow. And many of them are here tonight. It's a good sort of 35, 40 are here tonight. They haven't rehearsed since last Thursday morning. And they've never played on the Broxbourne stage before. And they've never probably played in front of such a large audience. They've got no idea where they're sitting. Because we couldn't get them all to come and rehearse. That would have just been, you know, a logistical nightmare as it is trying to get everyone down here. So, here they come. And a lot of them took the music to practice. But the feedback we had from so many of them was how much they enjoyed it. So, here they are. Smile, everyone! Who's that idiot talking at the front? But anyway, that's me. Whilst I'm filling, I just want to take this opportunity to thank everyone for putting up with the nagging that we give all our students, and all the hassle we give them, and all the grief we give them, and all the chasing emails we give them, because without that, and without you putting up with it and reminding your son that they need to be at these rehearsals, we wouldn't have the performances we have. And I was reminded of this, true story, Saturday when I went to my son's Saturday morning concert at Bulldog. And because it was a Saturday morning and summer, everyone's always busy on Saturdays with fates and whatever. And there were about six or seven people missing from the Windbound my son plays in with all the groups he plays in. And you could really notice the difference. There were some lines missing. The team of conduction hall was really cross because he wasn't known that. He had to drag someone out of the audience because someone has suddenly not turned up. And I'm really proud of the fact, it made me think, I'm really proud of the fact that 99.9% of the time, we don't have that. We always plan for year 13 and we're not here because they're out doing something, whatever, abroad. But we always, 99.9% of the time, have everyone at our concerts and performing at our concerts. They might come kicking and screaming sometimes, well, I want to be doing this and I've got this rehearsal to be doing and tough, tough, tough. But they do turn up, and because we all work together, we don't have the parts missing. And I was just reminded on Saturday how important that is. So I'm not going to stop nagging, I'm not going to stop chasing, but it really is important to have everyone there, and by only working together, you know, and just because the performance on Saturday was fine, but it was just, there were key parts missing, and Tim, the conductor, was really quite fed up with it, because, you know, I didn't know that person was going to be missing, and just say that we've got some parts missing, but here it is. But luckily, 99.9% of the time we don't have that. So thank you to our musicians for their dedication, and I think that deserves a round of applause, simply because without that, we would have problems. So, hello visitors, all wave. If you've never been here before and you're completely scared and you have no idea what's going on. Good. That's me as well. All wave if you're completely scared and you've got no idea what's going on. Right. Well, if you don't going on, you'd fill her first. Oh, you're doing Les Mis, that's right. And then primary children, you're doing Thriller, Tropicana, and then Happy. It's a different version of Happy. It's popular.
Are we ready?
Right, so Junior went on first with her piece. Right, come on. Ladies and gentlemen, raise the roof for all these musicians!